Paul called by God. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later I returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praise God because of me.
Thanks, John. Here are a couple of headlines that appeared in the news, I think in the early 2000s. They were announced 1 week apart from each other. And they're interesting for a reason. You'll see this in a wee second. Thanks, David. Here's the first one. Okay. And then a week later, the same news group told us this. Now, you can pick your poison there, which one you want to go for. Do you know, in the 20 or so years that have followed, we are maybe trusting the news a little bit less, which might be a good thing. We're more aware than ever that governments are not afraid to lie to us. And it's maybe led us as well to be a little bit confused, maybe as confused as we've ever been. Here's one you'll have seen or thought about in the last couple of years. And you can feel the confusion between those two statements, can't you? Who do we believe? Who do we trust? What do I do about it? What is truth? Where do we find it? When it comes to our faith, we need to be sure. We can be sure. And Galatians 1 will tell us so. We're starting here this morning. The gospel doesn't start with you. It starts with God. Now, why start there? Paul's really up against it in Galatia. His enemies would attack him in any way they could. They didn't like him. And one of the ways was to accuse him of not being a real apostle. How could he teach with authority if he was not an apostle? Where can he get his authority from if he hasn't been taught himself? What about his tradition? Where are Paul's credentials? These were the attacks. And Paul faces that head on and he says, "You're right." John just read it for us. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, the gospel preached, I preach, is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Dude, that's actually a scary line of argument. That's a frightening thought. Because it means that you can't be tutored into the kingdom of God. No one can explain Jesus enough that you would believe in him and follow him. That's frightening. Take Paul, before we go anywhere else, take Paul. He says elsewhere and here as well, he was one of the greatest students of the Bible. Of all the students of the Bible, his age, he was one of the best, maybe the best. He was an expert in the law. He was from the great Jewish tribe of Benjamin. He was smart and he was zealous. And it meant nothing, less than nothing, when it came to faith and grace. He had to meet Jesus before everything clicked. Gospel doesn't start with you. It doesn't start with Paul. It starts with God. We should probably watch out for that. We can easily be a church that likes to teach and learn. We can lean too much on catechism. Remember your catechism? We can lean on that too heavily. It's about getting people to understand the key doctrines of faith. And if we do that, we miss sometimes the personal experience of Jesus. You can know a lot about the Bible. You can know a lot about Jesus without ever having experienced him. Because the gospel is something revealed. We might say that revealing or that revelation is from God. God's the revealer. And the thing or the person he reveals is Jesus. Jesus is the content of the revelation. And it takes the Holy Spirit, I think, to help us see it. That's someone else who appears in this letter quite a bit, the Holy Spirit. It's all a package. Do you know, I have to confess something to you, and I have to say sorry as well. Because I took the wrong path with you in my first days here. I arrived keen as you like, green as you like. And I thought, if I can just explain this Bible to the people, they'll change. They'll grow. If I can get them into my way of thinking, then they'll be more like Jesus and good stuff will happen. I have to say sorry for that, because that problem with that is I'm not your teacher. I'm not the source of the gospel. God is. You're never going to get into my way of thinking, and you shouldn't. We all need to get with God's way of thinking. I can work hard each week on these sermons, but the Holy Spirit is the preacher this morning. He's the preacher every Sunday. It can be hard to imagine what that feels like or looks like. Maybe an example would help us. Here's Peter and Jesus in Matthew 16. They're having a conversation about the very thing we're talking about this morning. Where is truth? Where do we find it? How can we be sure? And when it comes to Jesus, who is he? Here's what it says. Jesus came to this region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "What about you?" he asked them. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." And listen to what Jesus says. Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." I'm going to read that again because it's easy to miss. "This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." The gospel doesn't start with you. It starts with God. Do we come to church each week? Do we see Jesus for who he really is? Does God's word jump out at us so that we're already changed by it? I can't do that for you. I tried. It didn't work. It will never work. I could preach for hours. I could go slowly. I could start in Genesis and take you all the way through the Bible. I could put all the pieces together. I could point you to Jesus on every single page of the scriptures. And it wouldn't do a damn thing. Nothing. Unless God opens our eyes and our hearts and Jesus comes to us personally. Church can help. Come to church. Prayer's good for this too. And we're about to see that people do matter. People are important. But the source of salvation is never us or anyone else. It's God. It's God. The gospel doesn't start with you. It starts with God. That's what Paul says, isn't it? It's not of human origin. It's not made up. No one told me it. I received it by revelation through Jesus Christ. Okay, so if the gospel starts with God and he's the only source of salvation and revelation, then what is Paul doing here? And maybe more importantly, what are we supposed to do here? If it's God's will to reveal Jesus to people and all salvation comes from that mind and that loving purpose, what do we do next? Why not just quit here? Let's go home. Let's hoist our glasses and say to each other, hey, party on. I'll see you in the sky. Paul sees that the gospel starts with God, but it ends with us sharing it. It starts with God. It ends with us sharing it, or what he says is preaching it. Look with me at what Paul says, the way he says it. When God set me apart in my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I may preach him among the Gentiles. Do you see it? God's idea, God's the originator. It all begins in God. Why? So that Paul might preach Jesus to others. God is pleased to reveal his son to us so that we might reveal him in us. We might preach Jesus to others. We could say that what starts as revelation of Jesus to Paul becomes revelation of Jesus in Paul. And as he preaches, Christ is revealed to others. The Galatians knew this. They are among the Gentiles talked about here, the nations. The fact that they were a church at all was evidence of what Paul is saying. And this is why Paul's reaction is so strong. Any outside interfering, Paul is on it. I often think of Galatians as a wee rocket of a letter. He writes it in his own handwriting. It's scrawled out really quickly. He will not let anyone interfere with this. Look at what he says just before our passage. He says this, I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. There's no good news in it. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion. Chocolate's good for you, chocolate's bad for you. And they're trying to pervert the gospel. Do you hear that language? It's strong. Maybe something else for us to watch out for. Changes, alternatives, perversions, additions to what we know is the truth. Is chocolate good for me or bad for me? Well, it depends, doesn't it? And it's a slightly silly example, but this stuff, this way of thinking, it creeps into the church all the time. Can Christians smoke and drink? There's a good one. What about going to a dance? Imagine. Do I have to read the King James to be a real Christian? You get the idea. This kind of stuff just drips in. And Paul would jump to his feet and he says, you are drawing lines that don't need to be drawn. It's only about Jesus and what we do when we meet him. John read to us some other stuff there about Paul going to Arabia, and then he goes to Jerusalem. Do you know, that's a wee bit confusing when it comes to the timelines and the order of things. I'll not take you through it this morning, but it adds up to the fact that Paul doesn't consult. Paul doesn't check in on what he's teaching. He knows what the truth is because he met the truth. It was revealed to him in the person of Jesus, not in some tradition, not in some teacher, in God. And our preaching should be the same. Now, when I say preaching, folks, I don't mean pulpits. It's broader than that. It's really about our witness. That's an old-fashioned way of talking about it, our witness. And we witness in all kinds of ways. It's the act of kindness to a neighbor. It's the prayers for our family and our friends and our colleagues. It's the service we give in church from the top to the bottom. Everyone's here to serve. It's about giving of ourselves so that God might reveal Jesus in us and through us. We looked at this last week, didn't we? Horrible verse, but really important to us. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Jesus revealed to us. Jesus revealed in us. That is the true meaning of witness, folks. It's not scribbling the gospel on a napkin for a friend. That can be helpful. That can work. It's not that. It's this. Do you know the word for witness in Greek? I know you fell asleep straight away there. I said Greek and you went, oh. Do you know what the word is? Do you know what that word is doing? Witness. It's a martyr. It's martyros, martyr. Jesus says, go and be my witnesses. Not quite. Go and be my martyrs. Die to yourself and show them me. It's dying to self, living for Jesus. We decrease. Christ increases. Do you know, in a pandemic of confusion, untrustworthy media, man-made cults and religions, enlightened philosophy, deep space exploration, politicians reliably being themselves and letting us down, where on earth do we go for truth and good news? In God alone. He is the gospel's origin. How do others hear that truth? Through Christ in us. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. But when God, who set me apart in my mother's womb, called me by his grace, he was pleased to reveal his Son in me and through me, that I may preach him to others. Let me pray about that. Let me pray for us. Father, we know we should be kinder and gentler and more like Jesus, but we fall again and again into the trap of trying harder. We soften, we modify. Father, we shift uncomfortably at our failures and feelings. We can be pretty hard on ourselves and each other. But you are the source of the gospel, of salvation. You are our greatest helper. And Jesus is the Savior we love and know. Father, can it really be this simple? Draw us close to you today, that we might see Jesus so clearly, and that others might see Jesus in us. What is beyond us is not beyond you. For nothing and no one is. This is why we pray. And why we pray in the only name worth knowing, Jesus Christ. Amen.